Well, St. Mark did what I call the highly abridged version of what took place with Jesus going out into the wilderness. And I'd like to encourage all of you to take a little time this week to spend some time in Matthew and in Luke to find out the rest of the details as to what took place. St. Mark does something that none of the others did. And he talks about that, first of all, there's this precious moment when Jesus comes out of the water and then the voice comes from heaven and Dad says, "This is my son. Ain't he awesome?" That's not a direct quote, but it's really, I am delighted in him, you know? You would think to yourself, following that kind of a fatherly statement, he'd say, "Let's come apart for a while, you know, and I'm going to just lavish blessing and blessing upon you." And that's exactly what the Holy Spirit did in a really strange way, right? It says in this translation that the Holy Spirit compelled him to go out into the desert. It's interesting. Some of the others say he cast him out into the desert. And if you look at the word in Greek, it talks about with some force, you know. It's a very powerful thing that's being talked about. He submitted to the authority of being led by the Spirit. And interestingly so, in St. Luke, it says this at the start. "And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness." That's a little gentle, isn't it? Led by the Spirit. It wasn't necessarily that kind of a gentle experience. You know, he came under the full guidance. I think of this time as one of those really precious parts of the Scripture. Number one, there's no one else that could tell the story but Jesus, since he was the only one there, right? And so Jesus is telling them about his encounter with the Father and with the evil ones. So this is a very personal and intimate encounter of Jesus with temptation and with his humanity. You know, sometimes it's real easy as Christians to forget that Jesus set aside his full divinity. Let me repeat that. Set aside his full divinity and became fully human. Hard to comprehend that. What could we be like without sin, huh? That's just a pretty exciting thought to think about, you know. What would we be like without sin? But Jesus, fully human, has just come into that point in his life where he has been anointed and consecrated for his ministry. And he sent him out right away to go to boot camp in the desert. And he spent a long time, I would guess, in a lot of prayer. And it says that he fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights. I've been working really hard at fasting one meal occasionally. And it ain't easy. 40 days and 40 nights. And I like what St. Mark says, you know, he just kind of makes it really kind of cool. And he says, "And he was with the wild animals and the angels were ministering to him." Well, big deal then, you know. And angels are dealing with him, you know. He makes it sound like, you know, it wasn't quite the kind of encounter that he had. But we get the rest of the details in the full version. You know, you get that in St. Matthew and in St. Luke. And the interesting story of this encounter is fascinating. I call it a sword fight in the desert. You know, because what is the sword of the Spirit? The Word of God, right? And they were throwing flaming swords at each other. They were both quoting Scripture and throwing it at each other, isn't it? It's kind of a neat encounter, except Satan is using the Word of God for evil. And Jesus is using the Word of God as the flaming sword of the Spirit to deflect the darts of the evil one. And so, you know, and here is this time for Jesus to be prepared for ministry. I don't know why we should think it should be any easier for us. You know, when we're called to ordain ministry, they sent us for 3 years in the desert. It's called cemetery. Or it feels like cemetery many times, you know. First of all, the first day of seminary, they assigned us in art school. I was assigned 1,200 pages of reading for the first day. Whoa. And I thought, this is insane. This is nuts, you know. Here we are in the desert. This is as bad as it gets, right? But it was part of being broken down and prepared and changed for ministry. And so Jesus is out there, and what happens is after 40 days, it says, Jesus was hungry. You know, I love these kind of profound statements that are so simple, right? At that point, you know, I mean, there's hunger, and then there's real hunger, and then they're super hungry, and it's at the moment where it's almost impossible to consider that you're going to live any longer if you don't get some food, that the devil came. Later on, we find out the devil uses what he calls opportune times. And he does it to you and me too, by the way. Opportune times. He's looking for opportune times. That's about as opportune as it can get, as far as I can see, for a fully human Jesus, having been, you know, fasting this period of time, even though he is so anointed and so filled with the Spirit, he's been feeding on the Word of God. And that's what's been sustaining him. But the moment came. And then he comes into what I call the sword fight in the desert, you know, or you know, in the wilderness. And they have this encounter. And Satan says some interesting things. He says, I have been given authority. Who gave him the authority? Here on earth. Yeah, well, our sin, but God gave him authority for a time and a season. We are not under that authority when we come under into the kingdom of God and under his authority and his power in the Spirit. We are not under his authority, even though we walk among them. We are no longer under their authority. Jesus spoke, it says, with the authority of the Spirit. And God gives that gift to us. Because, see, we're called also, you know, to be filled and with his Spirit. And by the way, after God fills us with his Spirit, he says the same thing to us he said to Jesus. He delights in us. That kind of amazes me, you know. It seems like he could select better sometimes, you know. But God was delighted to save us. He was delighted to fill us with his Spirit to give us the power to deal with temptation in this world. And each of us have our own group. You know, this is a summary of three. And I've liked this movie Divergent, you know, and this one guy's called Four because he only has four fears, you know. Well, I think that's kind of fun to think about. Do we only have four temptations? Wouldn't that be nice? You know? But all of us have, you know, some one thing, you know, which is our toughest one to deal with. Maybe it's judging others. It could be any number of them. And we could come up with a great list. When I was a little Catholic boy, they gave you a list of sins, you know, so you could aspire to proper city. No, I'm just that was my idea of humor. Sorry, I'm just kidding. So anyway, it says that when the devil had ended every temptation, he departed from him until an opportune time. You know, if we spend some time in this holy season of Lent, one of the things we ought to pray for is to ask God to reveal to us what are our opportune times. When are we weakest? When are we most vulnerable? And that's the place to address with prayer. That's the place to address with fasting. That's the place to address with our direct encounter to the Holy Spirit of the living God. Come and fill me and equip me and empower me to resist the evil one at this time. It says that none of us can be tempted be above our ability to resist if we're walking in the Spirit. Doesn't seem that way. You know, my history hasn't been real good. I don't know about yours. You know? But God has promised us that His Spirit will give us the strength to resist the temptations of the evil one. So my encouragement to each of us is that during this season of Lent, seek to identify where it is that you're weakest. What is that moment when you're most vulnerable? And that's the point, to prepare quickly, to be ready on your knees. I'm talking about the knee of your heart. You don't have to get onto your knees. You might not be able to get up, some of us, you know. Some of us go down into the knees, no problem. It's the getting up problem, you know. But then it says this, and this is kind of the wrap up, and it says, this is chapter 4 in Matthew and also in Luke, says that the angels came and ministered to him after the temptations ended and the devil left him. So the ideal that it was an easy thing for Jesus out in the desert because the angels were taking care of him, you know, is clarified here, you know. Thank God that the angels did come. Now, this is the interesting thing about it. The angels are eager to come and minister to us. Some of you, have enjoyed books like Frank Peretti's book where it talks about the angelic hosts and makes it really real. It talks about the power to equip the angels to help us, you know, and it talks about how that happens through prayer and seeking God's blessing. So, we're entering this holy season of Lent, and probably feeling that, it's a long season and can't wait for it to be over so we can go back to being unholy. No, that's not right, is it? But isn't that somehow the feeling that we often give people? You know, we're going to give these things up for 40 days in order that, you know, we'll delight God and He'll give us some extra chocolate or something. You know, I want you to think about this. What is it we're doing? What we're doing is trying to learn how to be disciples of Jesus Christ and to allow God to change us and transform us from that time forth, you know, equipped by the Spirit of the living God to be able to resist the evil one and to do sword fighting with the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Let's pray. Oh Lord our God, we just thank you and praise you for your word. We thank you that you let us know that you loved us enough to become fully human and to deal with temptation just like all of us do. And you've told us that how it is to resist the evil one. You've told us that the evil one seeks opportune times. I pray, Lord God, that each person here might be able to learn to identify those times, to bolster themselves and equip themselves to resist the assaults of the enemy. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us anew and equip us, O Lord God. We just thank you that we have delighted you, O Lord God, and that we are your children. And we ask you, Lord God, to be with us, even in the desert, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.